23, what are inverse variant weights and why are they superior to the alternatives? What can we do to prepare effect sizes before using them in meta-analysis? How do we decide which of these preparations to use? Apparently, I changed my mind about this question. Oh, I know why. I wanted to make sure that you thought about the transformations and that stuff. So, two different places you might have to use it, raising the odds that it's worth studying. I am totally manipulative. Okay, inverse variance weights are a way of doing two things simultaneously. One, take into account the sample size the effect size is based on. Simple logic, we've used it since August. On average, larger studies are more representative. Now, there's ways of screwing that up, but on average, larger studies are more representative, and so larger studies ought to contribute more to the estimate of the effect size in a population of studies. What Cochrane figured out is that just weighting by N isn't the best weighting. It actually overuses effect size differences. The inverse variance weight gives you a more linear relationship between your weighting function and the impact of sample size. And even more importantly to Cochrane, who was an F guy, gives you the smallest error term to evaluate the effect size. Because as you know, the smaller the error term, the bigger the ratio, the less likely that ratio is to be zero, the more likely to reject the null and find something. So one part of statistics, a part we're going to see a lot next semester, is this push to get the effect size as small as possible without cheating. Now, we know how to cheat. Just go grab a homogeneous subgroup of the population, pretend you're covering the whole population, and go, oopsie. Okay? But there are statistical things. The within groups design that we talked about is a variance reduction because we take individual differences out of the error term. Error term smaller, test is more powerful. This is the same thing that we do with inverse variance weights. Okay? They not only give us a better, more accurate way of weighting the influence of sample size, but they give us the smallest possible error term. The rest of that question is the same as 22. Go listen to 22 again.